want to welcome everyone to the KMD Business Update call on Monday night, September the 23rd, 2013. Thank you for calling in, and thanks to you guys that are listening to the recording. This call is compliments of Carrie and Nikki Daigle, our business partners in the Juice Plus business, and they have been doing this call for over 20 years, and it's very informative, and we appreciate that they do that each and every Monday night, that they commit to doing it. I've had the great opportunity of hosting this month for September, and I'm very excited about the call that we have this evening. My name is Danny Martin. I'm originating the call from Baton Rouge, Louisiana. I am a national marketing director in my 24th year with NSA, the makers of Juice Plus. This call this evening, guys, I'm going to encourage you to take some notes. We have a very special guest, someone I think is a very special friend, and someone is very special to our company and to the Juice Plus product. Our speaker tonight is Mr. John Blair. John is currently the Senior Vice President of NSA, who are the makers of Juice Plus. He joined the company just a little before I did in 1989 as the Vice President of Corporate Development. 3 years later, in 1992, John spearheaded the development of the first whole food-based dietary supplement, Juice Plus, which has since become the largest selling encapsulated nutritional product in the world. John led the development of the manufacturing team that produces the Juice Plus product line, and at the same time, he led a worldwide research effort that underscores the efficacy and the credibility of Juice Plus. John's vision contributed to the success of Juice Plus due to the support of this research, which is independent, published, peer-reviewed, clinical research, and it's been conducted in some of the most prestigious universities and research centers around the world. And we have John to thank for that and to thank for spearheading this and being a visionary and seeing that 20 years down the road how important this research would be. John was born and raised in Southern California. He has an undergraduate degree from Dartmouth College and an MBA from UCLA. He had a few things that he did prior to joining NSA, one being that he started his career in 1970 as a CPA with Price Waterhouse in Los Angeles, California. On a side note there, while John was with Price Waterhouse, one of his duties that he had, I know, was actually guarding and handing the Academy Award envelopes to the stars right before they went on stage to announce the winners. He's got some interesting stories he can tell about that, but I always thought that that was quite interesting and intriguing that John had the opportunity to do that. After 9 years with Price Waterhouse in 1979, he took on a challenge of reorganizing and revitalizing the struggling Yokohama Tire Company of North America, which today is now a billion-dollar enterprise. And in 1984, he became a managing director of Geneva Corporation, a pioneer in the middle market mergers and acquisitions, where he was involved in the sale of over 100 small businesses. On a personal note, John really tries to strive to live an active and healthy lifestyle himself. He's an avid golfer and a very good one, I must add. He's a skier and a very good one, I must add. He was also formerly a world-ranked masters handball player, earning, check this out, guys, 15 U.S. national handball championships. He and his wife, Chris, spend their time between a home in Memphis and Colorado. And John was also partly responsible and helped to develop what's known today our business model, the Juice Plus virtual franchise. Now, currently, if that's not enough, and John's a busy guy, but in addition to his role with Juice Plus as a senior vice president today, John is also currently, for 2013 and 2014, the chairman of the board of directors of the Council for Responsible Nutrition, better known as CRN. It's a leading trade association for the nutritional support industry based in Washington, D.C. And I think keeping that in mind, with him being the chairman of the board of directors there, that would be a good way to bring John online and start our call tonight. So I want to welcome on board with me tonight my friend, my business associate, Mr. John Blair.
Hey, Danny. It's great to be with you tonight and also all of your guests on the phone. And can you hear me okay on the speaker here?
I can hear you fine, loud and clear.
Great. Well, gosh, that's quite an introduction. I'd forgotten some of that stuff myself. it's wonderful to be here. And normally, Danny, you know, I would speak about the Juice Plus product history, perhaps about the process, certainly about the quality control, and often about the research. But we both know that last week the KMD call had my associate, my colleague, Gary Giles, who did a great job on those topics. So we thought we'd change it up a little bit tonight and talk about a little bit about the Council for Responsible Nutrition and Juice Plus's role there and its position within the industry. I've been very fortunate to be involved with most of the top companies in the industry. And this experience, Danny, has given me a fresh new perspective on Juice Plus and the Juice Plus opportunity. So, in fact, I just got back from Deer Valley near Park City in Utah, where CRN had its annual conference, and it's probably the top conference in the dietary supplement industry, very rich in content. We had close to 400 different companies represented, and just to give you an idea of the speakers, we had Daniel Fabricant, who is the executive deputy director of the FDA, really the guy running the enforcement arm of the FDA. We had Jennifer Ashton, who is the ABC News senior medical contributor. You know, she is the doctor who speaks on ABC News, and just a tremendous person. She's written a couple books like The Body Scoop for Girls. She's a triathlete. She's a very interesting person. We also had Ron Brownstein, who's a political director for Atlanta Media Company and the senior political and election analysis analyst for CNN. So it's it was really a fascinating conference, and I'm glad to be back in Colorado, calling from there tonight, and to share some of the more recent developments with our callers on the line. CRN was founded in 1973. It's based in Washington, D.C., and basically CRN's mission is to enhance and sustain a climate for member companies to responsibly market dietary supplements and nutritional ingredients. And because of that word responsibly, CRN is founded not just for the members, for the companies in the industry like us, but also for American consumers, because these are the companies, these are the good guys. These are the companies that are the vast majority of companies in our industry who are making every effort to make good quality products for the American consumer. And I know that a lot of people on the call are probably wondering, you know, why is NSA involved in CRN? Well, you know, we did a strategic planning analysis. Even though we have a pretty squeaky clean business model, we've got a excellent product with a fantastic reputation for quality and consistency. We lead the industry in gold standard clinical research, and really there's nobody even close to what's been done on the Juice Plus product line. You know, so why would we need to be there? Well, we did a strategic analysis, and despite our position, the executive of NSA considered regulatory uncertainty as one of the single biggest threats to the future of our business. And so it was decided that we needed to get a seat at the table. We needed to have some skin in the game in terms of the organization which impacts decision-making on the Hill. In fact, we meet in Washington, D.C. at least four times a year, and one of those times in June, we have a day on the Hill with senators, congressmen, and their staffs to promote the issues that are most important to our industry. So we're involved with Congress, with the FDA, with the FTC, in trying to help them make decisions that are in the best interest of our manufacturing companies, but also of American consumers. So we wanted a seat at the table. We wanted to protect the long-term interests of Juice Plus and our distributors and our customers. And we, you know, to be honest, we felt it was time for us to make a contribution to the responsible industry members and share our expertise at the table with these other good companies. And finally, I think it was important, since Juice Plus is certainly the leader in clinical research and CRN as a organization is committed to the science behind supplements, I think it was important that we set an example by being there. And just to give our listeners an idea of some of the other companies, we're talking about DSM, you know, the largest ingredient manufacturer in the world. Our manufacturing partner, Natural Alternatives, is a member. Companies like Herbalife and Manitech and Amway, who are well-known within the direct selling industry. Airborne, that makes products that you're probably familiar with. And Pfizer, you know, one of the largest, you think of them as a drug company, but they're very involved in the dietary supplement industry. And Nutramax and other companies that you'll see in Nature Made in some of the retail outlets. So it's a very big cross-section of the top companies within our industry and really companies that are trying to do the right thing. And in these meetings that we have with the FDA and the FTC, in fact, Gary Giles and I earlier this summer were at the Nutrition Business Journal Summit. Several issues were identified as really key as far as what's the challenges facing our industry. One of them is what we call CGMPs. That's current good manufacturing processes. Another is NDIs. That's new dietary ingredients. Another are GMOs, of course, which I know are on the minds of some of the people on the call tonight. And even caffeine, because it has emerged as a very prevalent ingredient, particularly in energy drinks and dietary supplement products. So let's take a look at those one at a time. In terms of CGMPs, we work together with the FDA to upgrade the standards of the dietary supplement industry, the manufacturing standards. And these were implemented in July 1st of 2009. Now, I don't know what other companies did, but 6 months prior to that deadline, in January of 2009, NSA invited all of its nine manufacturing partners to Memphis. And we spent 2 days going over every single company's preparation for this deadline. We had one of the top industry consultants there with us made available to our manufacturing partners to make sure that when this deadline came, that each and every one of our partners was ready and had raised their game to these new higher standards, which are tantamount to pharmaceutical standards, particularly in terms of documentation. Well, since that date, the FDA has conducted almost 650 inspections, 626 through July of 2013. Of those, 444 received a Form 83, which is essentially an unsatisfactory report. Virtually two-thirds, Danny, got unsatisfactory reports. 116, or virtually 15%, got warning letters, and these are a matter of public record. Several have received consent decrees. There have actually been product seizures. So clearly, our industry needs to work harder to get its act together. Coincidentally, I am really pleased to report that not only NSA, but a couple of our manufacturing partners have received surprise audits by the FDA during this period. Neither NSA nor its partners received anything like a 483. In other words, all three of us passed with flying colors. A great mark by the FDA, and no exceptions taken. So I think that's pretty important to note. The new dietary ingredient, the NDI issue I mentioned, is a draft guidance that came out from the FDA a couple of years ago, Danny, and basically it's another effort to impose pre-market approval on dietary supplements like you have in the drug industry. And the reason pre-market approval is important in the drug industry is that drugs actually block an action of the body, and as we all know, virtually all of them have side effects. Whereas dietary supplement products are essentially natural or nature identical and are used to bridge the gaps in the diet. So they don't block any actions of the body. They support deficiencies in the diet, and therefore, since most of them are natural ingredients, they really don't need to go through the same study and process. They just need for the companies to provide the FDA with solid science and testing that shows that the ingredients are safe. And so CRN is fighting hard to make sure that the law that we currently have stays the way it is. But we've got Senator Dick Durbin, who, a Democrat from Illinois, who's pushing hard for change. But as far as the people on the call tonight, regardless of what would happen, Juice Plus would be grandfathered because the law only reaches back to 1994 and Juice Plus was introduced in 93. And so either way, we are clean as a whistle when it comes to this issue, but we just want to defend the industry as to what's best for our consumers, and we feel that this action would really kind of put a lid on creativity and innovation. As far as the genetically modified organisms issue, I think probably everybody on the call tonight has their opinion on this. It's, as you know, Danny, an extremely emotional issue. The science here is virtually irrelevant. People come down on one side or the other on how they feel based on emotion. And right now, to require of products. The problem is that these are consistent. Different labels for different states all over the country. But now we're working to do this and try to eliminate the chaos and give consumers the visibility that they want. So we're asking the FDA what percentage the food needs to be completely modified. Food in a box, every loaf of bread, of other food products. So we're well. Issue. So we're looking at identity preserved. Should it be 95% of the FDA? And we're looking for company wants to put GMO free on its label. They from consumers against these companies. To go on this issue, I know people. For those on the call tonight, you can rest this brand product. We're not really taking a side in the debate. I think that's the best thing to do for our customers and straight and narrow on that caffeine issue. Now, as the explosion of energy drinks, problems who are caffeine and other related. And so the category to take a stand, and I actually signed which recommended that all of the industry disclose total caffeine. Up till now, you put refined caffeine. However, if you put a product like Go2 Cola or Bladder Whack or some other herb into your product which contained caffeine, all you had to do was disclose the herb. So now we're asking for any of those other ingredients that exceed 25 milligrams of caffeine, that the amount of caffeine be disclosed and the total amount of caffeine from all sources be disclosed. And we're leading the charge, CRN's leading the charge in terms of that safety measure. Now, as far as the FDA targets, it's basically looking at weight loss and bodybuilding and sexual enhancement as the most dangerous areas in our industry. And that's primarily because those are the areas where a consumer is most likely to run into a product that has been adulterated with a pharmaceutical ingredient or a banned substance. And so we've got to be very careful. You know, these are mostly the outliers in the industry. In fact, Danny, many of these products come into the U.S. labeled as something else. You see them on late-night television. They hit and run. And by the time the FDA gets around to enforcement, they've disappeared. So this is a category that, you know, they continue to have to chase, but it is what it is. Now, the FDA essentially governs label issues and ingredients issues. The FTC governs, that's the Federal Trade Commission, governs claims. And the things that the FTC is looking at right now in terms of claims are cholesterol-lowering products, products that help with metabolic syndrome and diabetes, products that claim to improve inflammation, might ring a bell, weight loss products, and products that claim to improve cognitive ability. So these are the areas, and it's interesting. In both the conference that Gary and I went to this summer and this weekend in Park City, the FDA and FTC reiterated their position that they established in the lawsuit with Palm Wonderful. And that is that in order, basically the law says that you have to have adequate science to support your claim. But that's a pretty vague term. And these things usually get worked out in court. And so the FTC in the Palm Wonderful case says our opinion of adequate science means two independent peer-reviewed studies done at different sites to corroborate your claim. And when they first announced that several years ago at the CRN conference in Texas, you could have heard a pin drop in the meeting. And they further clarified their position over the last year by saying, and this is almost a direct quote, Danny, clinical studies on your actual product, not just on ingredients included in your product, are your best defense. And of course, those of us who are Juice Plus users and distributors on the phone tonight understand very well that Juice Plus leads the way for the entire industry in terms of gold standard peer-reviewed clinical studies on our actual product. So I feel very, very comfortable that our leadership has put us in a position of safety and protection, and it's just really we are doing what our government wants all companies to do for their consumers. Another big job of CRN is playing defense for the industry. I know that many of you have read over the past few years lots of things in the news media about supplements that have not performed very well in a clinical setting. And, you know, CRN does its job to make sure that these studies were done correctly because many of them do have flaws and comes to the industry's defense when conclusions are reached that are really not supported by the facts. But we, you know, we know full well that, for example, in the Ames study that was published in the Archives of Internal Medicine, done at the University of Iowa over 2 decades, that, you know, with 38,000 women, that essentially taking dietary supplements over 20 years of their life proved to have no benefit. In fact, the women taking dietary supplements in the cohort were slightly more likely to die of any cause than were women who took no supplements but in the later years of their life. And that was a pretty shocking result. And so, you know, basically the conclusion there was, at a minimum, they were wasting their money. And the people, the Mail One media outlet in England just recently released results that researchers in the UK spent more than 6 years following 8,000 people and essentially came to the same conclusion, that there was no benefit from multiple vitamin products, and that essentially, in their words, came to the conclusion that at a minimum, the people taking their products were wasting their money. So this is kind of tough for our industry to take, and there are studies that show benefits for vitamins, but it's sort of a mixed bag, and CRN is there to do its best defense of the industry. Now, despite all these challenges, Danny, the industry is very healthy. The dietary supplement industry in North America last year was $33 billion. Throughout the recession, it was one of the best industries in the country to be in. We grew at 6.5% each of the last 4 years, and the projected growth for this year is 7.5%. The capital markets are robust. There are lots of mergers and acquisitions taking place within our industry, and there is just a fast-growing, continuous trend toward wellness and prevention as the preferred solution to optimum health as opposed to the current medical system. In addition to that, Danny, we've got the whole food-based industry, which is led by Juice Plus and basically created by Juice Plus, is growing about twice that fast, almost 14%, and it's projected to continue to grow that fast through 2018. So our opportunity in this business is just phenomenal. We've just passed the 1 billion mark for the whole food category, whole food supplement category, and it's projected by 2018 to be nearly $3 billion annually in sales, to almost triple. And that's just an amazing opportunity for all of us on the call. It's interesting. In addition to supplements themselves, our industry tracks other health-related products and food. And a couple of the hottest categories out there are meal replacements, basically shake mixes. And, of course, the Juice Plus Complete is one of the best quality products ever made in that category. And snacks, particularly bars. And the Complete Bar continues to be in development, and you're going to hear more about that at the conference in Orlando and more again in the spring in Sacramento. So very interesting that NSA is right on trend in terms of the hot growth areas of our industry. And then, Danny, you and I have talked about this. There was a very interesting trend pointed out in the NBJ conference that actually is seen as a threat by the industry. And believe it or not, it's urban gardening. There is a huge explosion in urban gardening around the country. And the reason that most of the industry views this as a threat is that most urban gardeners do not take dietary supplements. And you think about it, with Juice Plus, that is a kind of a product that does appeal to urban gardeners. And in fact, NSA, of course, has its pioneer Power Garden product to make urban gardening even easier, we are absolutely perfectly positioned to complement this growing trend without seeing it as a threat. Just amazing how NSA seems to be in the right place at the right time. So all I would say to wrap it up, Danny, is that the timing for the Juice Plus business today is better than ever. We have a strong industry. We're in an even stronger industry segment. We have great regulatory protection because our product is squeaky clean and has a 20-year track record of safety. But not only that, our model, our virtual franchise business model, has 85% of its customers outside the system. Now, I don't know if anybody on the call tonight watches the stock market, but if you do, you will probably have noticed that our friends at Herbalife have been under attack by a short seller in Wall Street, primarily because most of their customers are within the system. They are distributors. In fact, less than 5%, I believe, the claim is of Herbalife's business is to people who are not distributors. And whether that's true or not, it has put them on the defense and it has really hurt their stock. And I think they are one of the good companies in our industry trying to do the right thing. So it's very possible that a lot of this criticism is unfair, but their model puts them in a position where the criticism is possible. And our model is absolutely squeaky clean. Of course, Juice Plus is a preeminent product brand within the industry. We've got a strong 20-year track record of safety and efficacy. And as you mentioned, Danny, on your introduction, we have a preeminent body of independent, peer-reviewed, published clinical research. So to top it off, we all believe that the big gap in the modern diet is the displacement of fruits and vegetables by packaged and processed carbs. And we believe that Juice Plus bridges that critical dietary gap better than any other product on the market today. So all I can say is, Danny, this is our time to take advantage of these trends, and I see the next few years and the future of NSA as bright and Juice Plus as bright as it has ever been. So that's my message to the callers on the line tonight, and I'm so glad everybody's joined us, and I couldn't be more positive and more excited about our future than I am right now.
Well, John, thanks for that. I know it has to be, this information is new to most everyone online. We really appreciate you sharing that, and as you said, it sounds like we're positioned perfectly. If you're a customer taking Juice Plus, you can rest assured of the credibility of it. If you are a distributor marketing Juice Plus, you can rest assured of the same. But when we say we're positioned right, it almost sounds like we're really the lead dog. We've kind of been a pioneer in the industry out there. But I know this is good. Fresh information for most of our people that are on. They don't get to hear this from someone, in your position. And I appreciate you sharing tonight with everyone online about this. Any closing comments?
Well, it's unusual that a 20-year-old product would be in a market segment that's basically just being discovered and is considered one of the emerging markets. And that's what's so reassuring to us, that we've had a strong growth, and yet because of the awareness that's been created, it looks to me like the growth is even going to be stronger growing forward. So I know it's a little bit of an oxymoron, but it's amazing. We are the leader in this segment, and yet the segment is just beginning to take off. So I'm really excited. I'm looking forward to seeing many of the people who are on the call tonight in Orlando and to the next few years with Juice Plus.
Well, again, thanks, John. Great information and reassuring to all of us, I can promise you that. I know you're going to be sharing even more cutting-edge information in Orlando next month at our World Conference and Leadership Conference there. We're excited about that, to hear what else that you have to say to add to this. But, again, thanks for taking time out and coming on with us tonight. It was just a treat to have you on, and I know everyone had to enjoy the information. I want to touch on briefly, guys, our call for next week before we stop the recording here. I think we have a tremendous call lined up. It's a husband and wife team, a couple that are distributors in our business, doing very well, by the way. He's a doctor. She's a nurse. She's also a personal trainer. So you've got Dr. Mark Hodges, his wife Cindy. They are going to be on. They're going to be talking about why they embrace Juice Plus, why they embrace the virtual franchise, how they work the business as a husband and wife team. And you'll get to hear from the personal training side of it. You'll get to hear from the medical side of it, from an MD as well as an RN. So we're going to invite you to tune in. The same number, same time, same passcode next Monday night to hear Dr. Mark Hodges and his wife, Cindy Hodges. Again, John, we want to thank you for coming on. I'm going to stop the recording.